Mustangs and the Mustangs are on the line, okay. Tape recorder's going to rewind. And the sun is setting, just like you said. And here comes the Earth.
Roger, Dan and the bats look good.
Roger. It's amazing to see an air glow on the horizon again, over.
Yeah, you guys are a little out of your environment now, aren't you?
Yeah, I didn't see that up there around the moon. It's a good round one, I'll tell you that.
This is Apollo Control, present altitude 4,296 nautical miles, 27 minutes away from entry interface, about 12 minutes away from separating the service module from the command module. This takes place at 15 minutes prior to 400,000 feet, or what is called entry interface. Still live on air ground.
Okay, Houston, we're halfway through the SEP checklist and we're moving to the separation attitude.
Roger, we're watching you. That's affirmative, Tim. The primary VAP is working.
This is Apollo Control, 21 minutes from entry interface.
Attitude now. So we complete the SEP checklist.
Roger, Dan.
It's reported that the Apollo range instrumented aircraft, acronym ARIA, are beginning to take their stations along the ground track of Apollo 10 for relaying radio communications back through to Houston. 21 minutes now to entry interface. About 6 minutes to separation from the service module. Still live on air ground.
Calling up program 61.
Roger, 10, program 61. Apollo 10 Houston, we'd like to verify that the S-band power amp switch is in low, over.
That's affirmative, it's been in low.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control, program 61 is entry maneuver to command module, service module, separation attitude. Now a little over 3 minutes away.
Apollo 10 Houston, we'd like to update your landing cue card. You'll pass 90,000 feet at 0626, over.
Roger, thank you. I guess we have a go for power alarm here to separate misfit.
That's affirmative 10, you are a go for power alarm.
Roger.